Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Governor Robert Bentley and legislators are working on consolidating some state agencies and boards. Bentley says streamlining state government will save money. He's already got some mergers in mind, including folding the Department of Labor into the Department of Industrial Relations. What would you and your family do if severe weather was closing in on your neighborhood or job? The week ahead has been designed as Severe Weather Awareness Week. Alabamians are no stranger to Mother Nature's wrath. In April of last year, a string of tornadoes pummeled parts of the state, leaving hundreds dead and devastating communities. Jim Stekovich is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service Bureau in Calera.
Waiting for the storm to occur is not the time to be thinking about getting prepared for severe weather. It's time during this week to take those action plans, develop them, and put them in place so you know what to do. And I would just say that we're going to do everything possible to help folks. And I just want to say there's a lot of comparisons to April 27th. And I want to say for a single tornado that destroys one home, for that family, that is their April 27th.
Each day this week, the National Weather Service will explain a severe weather theme or topic on its website, www.srhnoaa.gov. A statewide ban on texting while driving may soon become law during the 2012 legislative session. The Alabama House of Representatives crafted the bill that would fine anyone texting while driving on public roads or highways. WVAS News asked residents to give their opinions about the proposed texting while driving ban.
I had a close friend that died from it, so it really should be against the law. You're not supposed to be driving and texting because you can only pay attention to one thing. So your eyes need to be focused on the road and not of who you're calling to text it, because they can wait.
With kids from ages 18 up to 25, like, a lot of car accidents because they're texting, you know. You can't possibly text and drive safely at the same time, so I think it should be passed.
Under the bill, violators would be fined $25 for the first offense, $50 for the second, and $75 for the third offense. Each conviction would also result in a 2-point penalty on the driver's record. The price of regular gasoline is still soaring. AAA Alabama reports today the statewide average price for regular is $3.49 per gallon. That's about 4 cents higher than a week ago. By comparison, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.56. In other news, a 52-year-old Montgomery man is behind bars after he was charged with murder in connection with the weekend death of a woman in the Cloverdale neighborhood. Montgomery police said Gordon Fowler of Peltzer Avenue is accused of killing 41-year-old Lori Skinner Thomas. On Sunday morning, officers found the victim deceased inside a residence at 327 Cloverdale Road. Police said in a statement the murder stemmed from an argument that turned violent. Fowler is being held in the Montgomery County Jail under a $75,000 bond. This was the fourth homicide in Montgomery this year. Carnivals in Mobile and New Orleans are building toward the out-of-control crescendo of Fat Tuesday or Mardi Gras. Heavy rain Saturday in Mobile washed out parades and other festivities, but the revelry resumed Sunday night in the port city as exuberant spectators snagged moon pies and beads thrown from dozens of carnival floats. For the remainder of your day, look for sunny skies and your highs in the lower 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies in the evening with your lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and your highs in the upper 60s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies and your lows in the upper 40s. Looking ahead to your Wednesday, expect a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon with your highs in the lower 70s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance of rain in your lows in the upper 50s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.